भगवान आ करके यहाँ गाय चराते हैं और धन है गोपियाँ।
All glories to the friends of Krishna. All glories to the gopis who have such a transcendental relationship to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
Gocharanayati anucharon ka bhi sambandh. Gocharanayati anucharon ka bhi Bhagavan ka charan kamal sab samay nahi sulabh hota hai.
The anucharas, the cows, the animals, they also don't have the fortune of having Krishna's lotus feet all the time. Only in the daytime and at night they have to come to. They have to all come to their homes and go to sleep.
Gocharan ke samay Bhagwan ke charan kamal chalte hain unke
saath. At the time of grazing the cows, the lotus feet of the Lord walk. They walk along with the cows.
Gocharana,
so much glory is given to the lotus. So glorious are the cows. That Lord comes to this earth and He takes the cows for grazing. There is so much indication of so many instructions in the Bhagavatam.
Go seva.
We should specially protect the cows. Go seva.
Okay.
The Lord came to do this.
And
gopis mahima, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it is clearly given in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. It has been described many times in Srimad Bhagavatam in many verses, the glories of the lotus feet of Lord.
Dhyam sada paribhavagnam abhisht doham tirthas padam sila viranchinatam saranyam vrityartiham pranatapal bhavardhipotam vande mahapuruste dharmist ardhvarsa jadagadaranam maya mrigam dalte chitmanno dhavat vande mahapuruste saranarabindu.
Akrura has such great fortune. In this way he is thinking while he is going. He is meditating in this way of Lord's lotus feet. This has shown to us just as a small example. Like a little window, what all Akrura must have been meditating on and thinking, only Akrura knows. It has become from morning till evening, this is all he has been thinking all day long, non-stop. It must have taken him at least 12 hours. Maybe 10 or 11. Before the sunset, he reached Braj. 10 hours non stop, he was thinking like this. Meditating on the Lord. After meditating on the lotus feet, now he is meditating on his face, his beautiful face.
चरण कमल का चिंतन करके इतना भक्ति का उद्रेक हुआ कि अब अक्रूर जी फिर मुख का वर्णन कर रहे हैं।
But while thinking of the lotus feet, he so much devotion overflowed in his heart that now he is thinking of Krishna's face.
मुख का दर्शन करूंगा, पहले चरण का दर्शन करूंगा, उसके बाद मुख का दर्शन करूंगा, तो बाम का दर्शन करूंगा।
He's thinking like this. First he was thinking, I will think of his lotus feet, then I will see his lotus feet like this, then I will see his face like this, then I'll see his arms like this. In this whole 1 week, we will be talking only about Akrura, thinking about Lord Sri Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dhanyavad.
Text number 9 and 10.
Smitavalokarunakanjalochanam Mukham mukundasya gudalakavritam Adakshinam ne pracharanti vaimrigaha Kaya bhuvo nijachaya Lavanya dhamna bhavito palambhana Mahiyam namashat phalamanjasadrishaha भगवान की भक्ति करते हैं, प्रेम करते हैं उनसे, दास्य भाव से. अतः
श्री अक्रूरा ही लव्स कृष्णा एंड ही एंगेजेस इन डिवोशनल सर्विस इन दास्य भाव.
स्वाभाविक है सबसे पहले अपने भाव के अनुसार भगवान के पदार्थ दर्शन की.
देयरफॉर इट इज नेचुरल अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज भाव ही इज फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल meditating on serving his lotus feet.
Shri Charan Kamal ka darshan ki bhavana.
He is meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord.
Jab man hi man mein bhagwan ke charanon ka dhyan kar rahe the, rath par baithe rahe.
But when he is in his mind, he was taking darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord while sitting on the chariot, while driving
charan
the chariot.
Aur kis prakar अनेक प्रकार के भक्त
ऑफ द इफल्जेंस फ्रॉम हिज टोनेल्स एंड हाउ डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ डिवोटीज
भगवान के चरण कमलों की सेवा करते हैं,
वर्शिप एंड दे सर्व द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड.
ये सब याद कर रहे थे तो उस समय उनके मन में और भक्ति का उद्रेक हुआ.
एंड ही वाज थिंकिंग ऑफ ऑल दीस इन हिज माइंड एंड एट दैट टाइम हिज हार्ट वाज ओवरफ्लोइंग विद भक्ति.
और बढ़ गए
his bhakti feelings increase intensified
bhagwan ke shrimukh darshan ki ka manorath karne
while his devotion was overflooding like this he started seeing krishna's lotus face in his mind.
bhagwan ke angon ki visheshta hai ki jo bhakt jis ang ko dekhta hai to usi ko dekh.
There is this the wonderful thing about the Lord's different bodily parts is that whichever anga of the Lord's body one meditates upon, he becomes drowned in meditating on that and he feels so much nectar and he does not want to lose that.
मुख को भी देखने का मनोरथ होने लगा.
His devotion was so overflooding that he started to be greedy of his desiring so much of seeing Krishna's face now.
इस श्लोक में कहते हैं अहम् नूनं निश्चितं मुकुन्दस्य मुखं द्रक्ष्यामि.
In this shloka, text 9, he says, I am going to see for certain
Mukunda ka mukh dekhunga.
The Lord's Mukunda's face.
Kaise is baat ka nischay kar rahe hain ki Mukunda ka mukh dekhne ko milega.
How he is definitely deciding that I will get to see Mukunda's face.
Kyunki pradakshinam vai prasaranti vai mriga. Pradakshinam mein prasaranti vai mriga.
Because pradakshinam vai mriga.
Dekh rahe hain barambar. जब भी मृग निकल रहे हैं पथ में तो अक्रूर जी को दाहिने कर
ही इज सीइंग दैट व्हेनेवर द डियर्स आर कमिंग आउट दे आर पासिंग ऑन अक्रूरस राइट साइड.
अक्रूर जी के दाहिने ओर पड़ रहे हैं मृग सब. तो किसी यात्रा के समय
सो
कुछ विशेष प्रकार के दृश्य होते हैं.
Whenever we go on a yatra or on a trip, there are some special kinds of drishya things, scenery.
उसका विशेष फल होता है.
That has a special understanding of fruit.
लिखा गया है कि यदि कोई व्यक्ति किसी शुभ यात्रा पर निकल कुछ विशेष प्रकार के दृश्य होते हैं तो उसका विशेष शुभ यात्रा पर निकल है.
सो इट इज वी हैव रेड दैट इफ ए पर्सन इज गोइंग टू गो ऑन अ ट्रिप समटाइम,
कोई ब्राह्मण हाथ में गीता या भागवत लिए हुए दिखाई दे सवेरे सवेरे,
एंड अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग इफ दे सी अ ब्राह्मण कैरिंग अ गीता और भागवत इन हिज हैंड,
यात्रा निश्चित सफल होती.
देन वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड यू विल हैव अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस ट्रिप.
कर पुस्तक दुई विप्र प्रवीण है.
Says in the Ramayan,
जब भगवान श्री राम ने धनुष तोड़ दिया,
when Lord Sri Ram broke the bow,
संवाद को इस खबर को लेकर के जनकपुर से कुछ दूत गए.
When messengers took this news from Janakpur, from Sita's father's house,
Ayodhya,
to Ayodhya.
उस समय घर से निकले थे घूमने के लिए.
महाराज दशरथ had that at that time had gone out of the house to stroll around.
तो देखते हैं कि हाथ में दो ब्राह्मण वेद की पोथी लिए आ रहे हैं.
So what did Maharaj Dashrath saw? That two brahmanas were carrying Vedic literature, big books in their hands, and they were walking along.
कर पुस्तक दुई विप्र प्रवीण, ये समझ गए कि आज बहुत बड़ा कोई मंगल होने वाला है.
He could understand that today something very good, something very auspicious is going to happen today.
तब तक जनकपुर से जनक महाराज के दूत आकर बताए.
By then, from Janakpur, from Maharaj Janak's palace, the messengers came with the message for Maharaj Dashrath.
श्री राम ने समस्त राजाओं के पौरुष को अभिभूत करके धनुष तोड़ दिया.
That Lord Ram has defeated all the kings and princes and he has broken the bow.
और जनक नंदिनी श्री सीता जी के साथ उनका विवाह निश्चित हो गया.
And that his marriage has been decided, fixed with the daughter of Maharaj Janak.
Sita.
And we have come to tell you that please come with your Bharat, with your all your people, come for the wedding.
इसके साथ साथ दूत ने यह भी कहा कि जनक महाराज की और भी तीन पुत्रियां हैं.
And along with it, the messenger said that Janak Maharaj has three more daughters.
सीता के अतिरिक्त.
Apart from Sita.
और भी तीन पुत्रों का विवाह वही हो जाए तो क्या हर्ष.
And they're asking if your three sons can be married to the other three sisters.
ये संवाद है. और भी नाना प्रकार के लक्षण आ दिए गए हैं महाराज दशरथ से.
This is the message that came, and there were so many other omens that were also described for Maharaj Dashrath, auspicious omens.
किस प्रकार से सब कुछ हो रहा है.
How everything was so auspicious.
विशेष करके जब हरिण दाहिने तरफ निकल है, यह प्रकृति के द्वारा एक सूचना है.
Especially when the deer are passing on your right hand side, this is a message from the material nature.
कार्य होगा, मनोरथ पूरा.
That your कार्य, your मनोरथ, your desires will be fulfilled.
प्रकृति में कुछ ऐसे दृश्य होने लगते हैं, इंडिकेशन होता है.
There are such some indications like this in the material world that show to you that your work will be very auspicious.
कुछ ना कुछ जैसे अंगों का फड़कना,
like twitching in the body sometimes.
दाहिने अंग बारंबार यदि फड़के हैं पुरुषों के तो मंगल देते हैं.
If the right arm or leg again and again, if they're twitching, that means something auspicious will happen.
स्त्रियों के बाएं अंग फड़कने पर मंगल देते हैं.
And for women, the left side, if twitching, that means something auspicious will happen.
शुभ करते हैं.
These are omens.
हमने देखा कई बातें मिलते जुलते हैं आजकल के टेक्नोलॉजी में.
We've seen that so many things are kind of similar in modern technology.
ऐसी सी कारें बनी हैं कि कार में अगर कोई चीज ठीक से नहीं बैठा है.
They have made cars like this these days that if something is wrong in the car, then a light will start to flash.
तो कोई न कोई सिग्नल होने लगता है.
There is some kind of signal.
अगर कोई नहीं बैठा है तो कुछ न कुछ चिपचिपा फ्लैशिंग या कुछ ऐसे करने लगता है.
If there is the door is not closed properly, then there is some special light that indicates that something is wrong.
Yeah, anga sphuran ho raha hai.
This is like the twitching of the body.
Darwaza khula hai ya kuch kharabi hai.
Showing that there is, the door is not closed, there is, it's not auspicious. Take care.
तब फिर से उसको ठीक कर लेते हैं.
And then they, the driver takes care of the problem.
भगवान ने कुछ ऐसा दृश्य बनाया है बाहर भी और.
In this way, the Lord has made some scenes like that outside also and inside our body also.
भीतर अंग में भी यात्रा के समय जो दृश्य होते हैं वो अपने अनुसार फल देते हैं.
When we're going for a trip and the kind of scenes that we see on their own, they indicate that the result will be like this.
हम प्राय शुभ यात्रा शब्द का प्रयोग करते हैं.
When somebody is going on a trip, we always wish them शुभ यात्रा. May you have an auspicious trip.
भले अशुभ कार्य के लिए जा रहे हैं लेकिन फिर भी.
Even if somebody is going on some inauspicious work, still their friends and families, they say auspicious trip, have a nice trip, शुभ यात्रा.
शुभ यात्रा और आपकी यात्रा सफल हो.
May your yatra trip be successful.
Have a good journey.
Have a good journey.
Have a safe journey.
Because these days the journey are not generally safe.
Have a safe journey. आपकी निर्विघ्न यात्रा हो जाए.
मे योर ट्रिप भी
यात्रा किस लिए
विदाउट एनी ऑब्स्टिकल्स.
कोई प्रयोजन सिद्ध करने के लिए, कोई वस्तु पाने के लिए.
व्हाई समबडी गोज ऑन अ ट्रिप फॉर सम रीजन, ईदर टू अचीव समथिंग
पूरा करने के लिए
और टू डू सम वर्क.
लेकिन आप विचार कीजिए अक्रूर जी जैसा शुभ मनोरथ किसका होगा, उनकी जैसी शुभ यात्रा रही.
But just think, who can have a trip, an auspicious trip, like Akrura? Where is he going? He is going to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is going for the topmost
work.
If you consider trips, different trips, then Akrura's trip is the most auspicious trip. That his trip should be successful, that he should achieve Krishna, that he should see Krishna. He will get to see
Krishna.
That he will certainly get to see Krishna's face. This, the deers were showing to Akrura. They were indicating.
ऐसा कहा गया है कि यदि अच्छे अच्छे पशु जैसे मृग, घोड़ा, हाथी.
It is said that all the high class animals like deer, elephant, deers, elephants, horses.
और भी अच्छे गाय अगर यदि दाहिने निकले,
cows etc.
तो यात्रा सफल होती है.
If they go from your right side, then your trip is very auspicious.
और ये कदाचित ज्यादा बाएं करके जाने लगे तो समझना चाहिए कि यात्रा ठीक नहीं.
And if by some chance these auspicious animals are going from your left, then we should understand to be more careful.
और निकृष्ट पशु जैसे गधा आदि यदि दाहिने निकलने लगे तो भी खतरा होता है.
And the low class animals like donkeys etc. if you see them passing by your right hand side, then also you should be careful.
महाराज जो दृष्टि को ये सब दिखाई दे रहा है जब भगवान चले गए इस पृथ्वी को छोड़कर.
When Lord Shri Krishna left the planet, Maharaj Yudhishthir was seeing all these omens. Then Maharaj Yudhishthir was seeing all these inauspicious scenes, and he was talking to Bhimsen. He was showing Bhimsen all these inauspicious omens. So Akrura, when he is seeing that the deers are now passing on his right side, he is convinced.
अहम नूनम मुकुंद से मुखम द्रक्ष्यामि. मैं मुकुंद का मुख निश्चित देखूंगा.
I will definitely see. I will definitely see Mukunda's face. But not one time. Again and again they were coming, and not one deer. In a whole bunch they were coming. And again they were coming. They were going.
जो निकट मृग चर रहे थे वे रथ की आवाज से. रथ तेज नहीं चल रहा था लेकिन शरीर मरद कुछ न कुछ कर रहा था. ऐसे आवाज होती है स्वभाव.
Those who were walking very near to the chariot, because the chariot was making a little bit of noise, you know, the screws and the wheels.
तो उस आवाज को सुन करके वे चकित चकित हो जाते थे, थोड़ा दूर हट जाते थे.
And when they would hear this voice, they would become a little scared and they would step back a little bit. But whenever they would move backwards, out of fear, they would still stay on the right side. And then they would start staring at the chariot, they would start looking at Akrura. They had never seen a chariot in the forest.
वन में तो गाय भैंस चरते हैं चाहे और सब पशु रहते हैं.
इन द फॉरेस्ट दे ऑलवेज सी काउज एंड कैव्स एंड अदर एनिमल्स. दे हैव नेवर सीन अ चैरियट.
गाड़ी और आवाज करते हुए इसीलिए पाठ भेद भी अदह शब्द का प्रयोग है. इदम इदम.
Therefore, he has used this word ada.
Ada
means a little bit away. Shripad Sanatan Goswami says that ada mirga, those deer that are walking on his right, By the sound of the chariot, they are being afraid and they are moving a little bit away, but they are still on the right hand side. Or first, the deer might have heard the chariot coming in the forest, or they might have seen the horses. And they might have thought that somebody has come to hunt. Actually, the animals can also sense that who is a sadhu, mahatma, a devotee, or who is a hunter. They can tell. And they understood that this person is not a hunter. But still they were moving away a little bit because of the chariot. And they were watching. And they were watching. They were watching Akrur. They were staring at him. And when a deer stares at somebody very attentively, and when you look inside the eyes of the deer, the deer's eyes indicate auspiciousness. By seeing his eyes, there is auspiciousness. So all these deers were staring at Akrura. Along with their wives and children, they stopped eating the grass and they were staring at Akrura. And until Akrura was totally out of their sight, they kept staring at him. Some very auspicious signs. So he is saying, Akrura is saying, surely I will get to see the face of Mukunda. Or Sanatana Goswami Maharaj is saying,
Niruktya. इसके पहले वे मुकुंद शब्द की निरुक्ति किए हैं मुकुंदस्य इति पूर्वकृत निरुक्त्या इसके पहले वे मुकुंद शब्द की निरुक्ति किए हैं
Before that he has broken up the name the word Mukunda into two three parts
मु का अर्थ मुख है
मु means मुख the face
और कुंद का अर्थ है कुंड मुखे कुंडानी
एंड कुंड मीन्स कुंड मुखे कुंडानी
कुंडवत श्वेत दंत पंक्तय
श्वेत दंत
यजस्य यजस्वी भगवान के दांत बिल्कुल स्वच्छ श्वेत
लॉर्ड्स टीथ आर लाइक वेरी वाइट कुंडस
कुंद पुष्प होता है
कुंद इज अ फ्लावर कुंद इज अ फ्लावर इट्स वेरी वाइट सो लॉर्ड्स टीथ आर वेरी वाइट लाइक कुंद फ्लावर
और उसकी छोटी 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 पंखुड़ियां होती हैं
मू कुंद हिज फेस इज लाइक कुंद इज अ वाइट फ्लावर एंड इट हैज अ स्मॉल स्मॉल वाइट पेटल्स
इस तरह से भगवान श्री कृष्ण के मुख में बहुत ही सुंदर सघन दांत हैं।
In this way, the Lord has beautiful white teeth in his mouth.
इसीलिए ब्रज में उनका नाम पड़ा मुकुंद।
This is why in Braj his name is Mukund.
मुख में कुंद है।
In his mouth is कुंद।
कुंडवत दंत पंक्ति। इसलिए उन
the set of teeth that are like the petals of a kunda flower.
Mukunda. Ya mukh ka arth hai mukti.
Or mukh means mukti, liberation. And da means the giver. Krishna saved Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba twice. Once he liberated him from Lord Varuna and once from an alligator. And Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba started to call his son Mukunda because he liberated him twice.
Ajgar se mukti diye the aur वरुण के दूतों से मुक्ति दी।
He saved him from the mouth of alligator and also from the messengers of
of
Varuna. And twice he liberated the cowherd boys from the forest fire.
तो वे लोग मुकुंद कहने लगे।
They also started calling him Mukunda. The giver of liberation.
गोपियों को शंखचूर से मुक्त किए ये लोग भी मुक्त
he delivered the gopis from Shankhachura demon and so the gopis also started to call Krishna Mukunda because he freed them
छोटे बच्चे घासुर के पेट से मुक्त किए गए
and small children cowherd boyfriends were liberated from the stomach, the tummy of Aghasura. They also started calling him Mukunda. And all day the gopis were in separation, the burning fire of separation from Krishna all day, and in the evening he used to liberate them from this viraha, from this separation, the heat of this separation. So they also called him Mukunda. He gave them, he liberated them from this pain of separation. So this Mukunda name, it's very famous, very popular. The most common meaning in Braj is that in his mouth is very beautiful white teeth, like the lotus, like the petals of the Kunda flower. Because here Akrura is thinking that I will see the face of Mukunda. First he is calling him Mukunda, in whose mouth there are very beautiful white teeth. I will see him. And what else will I see in his face? We should understand that he is meditating on the teeth of Krishna. Krishna's teeth. When Krishna smiles or laughs, you can see his beautiful white teeth. By seeing his little beautiful white teeth, his face looks more beautiful. Therefore, here he has used the word, the name Mukunda. How is this Mukunda's face? What does it look like? The face that has very attractive cheeks.
Kapol kahte hain gaal ko.
Kapol means cheeks.
Aur nasika naak.
And nasika.
Bhagwan
ke bahut
sundar kapol hain aur bahut sundar nasika.
Lord has very beautiful cheeks and he has a very beautiful nose.
Saath hai ki akur ji chintan kar rahe hain dono taraf gaalon ka aur nasika.
That means the Akrura is meditating on his cheeks, his nose as well. There is a poet, Surdas, on each part of Lord's body, the face, the eye, the teeth, and the nose, the cheeks, he has written thousands and thousands of poems on each part of his face, each part of each anga of his body. What his nose looks like, what his cheeks look like, what his hair look like, what his neck looks like, what his ears look like, what his earrings look like. Those devotees, they spent their whole life in this, just glorifying and describing the Lord's beauty.
स्मित पूर्वको अवलोक जस्मी और अरुण भगवान के मुस्कान का ध्यान
Akrura is thinking of the Lord's smile, smita.
स्मित, स्मित का अर्थ होता है कि जब मुख थोड़ा सा विकसित हो और जब कोई व्यक्ति हंसता है और
स्मित मीन्स व्हेन समबडी स्मित और स्मिता मीन्स व्हेन समबडी स्लाइटली स्माइल्स विदाउट मेकिंग अ साउंड फ्रॉम हिज माउथ
जब आवाज निकलती है तब तो उसको हंसी का हास्य
एंड व्हेन साउंड कम्स फ्रॉम हिज माउथ दैट्स कॉल्ड हास्य और लाफ्टर
लोग तो बहुत जोर से हंसते हैं
सम पीपल लाफ वेरी लाउडली
भगवान भी कभी कभी बहुत हंसते थे अपने सखाओं की गोष्ठी में
लॉर्ड ऑल्सो समटाइम ही यूज्ड टू लाफ वेरी लाउडली विद हिज फ्रेंड्स
कुछ नर्म सखा होते हैं खासकर मधुमंगल मनसुख
ही हैज सम फ्रेंड्स मधुमंगल मनसुखा
तो ये दिन भर बात बनाते ही रहते हैं तो भगवान हंसते रहते थे बहुत
एंड दे वुड ऑलवेज मेक सम जोक्स एंड द लॉर्ड विल बी ऑलवेज लाफिंग
मंद स्मित करते
And, and sometimes he would very slightly smile.
मंद स्मित का अर्थ होता है कि दांत ना दिखाई दें.
And then
चेहरे पर एक आनंद की प्रभा बिखरी हो.
Then you don't see his teeth and the face looks very much in joy, in bliss.
स्मित करते.
That's called smita.
श्री कृष्ण मंद स्मित के साथ अवलोक करते हैं, देखते हैं. दो लोचन है दो आंखें
श्री कृष्ण इट सेड स्मिता अवलोका अरुणक रेडिश
गुडा का अर्थ होता है
कंजल लोटस लाइक
गुडा
गुडा एंड हिज मुखम
अलग का अर्थ है केस
गुडा मीन्स ट्विस्टिंग
जिस मुख पर
अलग अलग मीन्स हेयर On his face,
घुंघराले केस लटके हुए.
He has guda alaka. Guda means twisting, like curly hair. On his face, he has curly hair.
अवृतम का अर्थ है कि वह
He has curly hair falling on his face.
गिरा हुआ चारों तरफ. और अवृतम से यह अर्थ नहीं लेना चाहिए कि आगे का भाग भी गिरा हुआ है. तो पागल का भूत ऐसा रखते हैं
आवृतम आवृतम मीन्स एज इफ हिज फेस इज फ्रेम्ड विद दिस कर्ली हेयर नॉट दैट द हेयर कर्ली हेयर इज कमिंग ऑन द फ्रंट ऑफ हिज फेस ऑल्सो लाइक वी सी समटाइम दे लुक लाइक
आवृतम से तात्पर्य है कि लटके ना लटके
आवृतम मीन्स द हेयर The curly hair is falling on the side of his face.
सामने नहीं ऐसे, ऐसे मुख को मैं देखूंगा.
This face of Krishna I shall see.
नूनम निश्चितम जतः
नूनम
विदाह में
For certain I will see.
प्रचरन्ति प्रचरन्ति वैन्द्रिक मेरे दाहिने चल रहे हैं.
Because I can see प्रदक्षिणम
और इसके बाद
रंति मृगा
अधुना पुनरति लोभो
बिकॉज आई कैन सी द डियर परफॉर्मिंग क्लॉकवाइज सर्कमवेम्बुलेशन
सर्वांग संदर्शन मनोरथम करो श्रीमुख का दर्शन करते करते भक्ति और बढ़े तो अब सर्वांग दर्शन का मनोरथ
बाय मेडिटेटिंग ऑन हिज फेस His devotion was overflowing more, and now he is meditating on the full form of Krishna. Text number 10.
Bhavito palambhanam mahiyannanashat phalamanjasa drishaha Jano ki brahma adi ki ichha se
To relieve the burden of the earth out of his own desire or by the request of Brahma, etc., demigods. He has come in his human-like form.
अपना नित्य नर बपू जो प्रकट किए हैं नहीं हो जाएगा
Today I will see and touch my Lord. Thus, will there be any denying that my eyes today will achieve the perfection of their existence?
मुझे भगवान के दर्शन का सौभाग्य मिलेगा तो क्या मेरे आँखों का फल आज नहीं मिल जाएगा?
Today I will get the perfection of my eyes.
फल मिलेगा.
Definitely I will get.
इस तरह से भावना करते जा रहे हैं. अब हम लोग एक-एक के
This is the meaning. In this way he is thinking and feeling as he is moving. Now, we will talk about his meditation on each anga of Krishna's body. We will not go through these two shlokas very quickly. Today we will spend the whole day talking about these two shlokas, 10 and 11, this morning.
हमारे आचार्यों ने भागवत के इन श्लोकों का बहुत बहुत मनन किया.
Our acharyas have deeply meditating on the meaning of these shlokas.
जैसे श्रील चक्रवर्ती पाद श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी
like चक्रवर्ती पाद श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी जीव गोस्वामी etc.
वे इसी भूमि में रहते थे.
They used to live on this same Brajraj. On this land of Braj. They spent their whole life here. Here they used to meditate on these pastimes and here they have given the commentaries on these shlokas.
उनकी कितनी बड़ी स्थिति होगी या क्रूर जी के मन में प्रवेश कर चुके होंगे.
How great must be their meditation? They have already entered into the mind of Akrura. How nicely they must be meditating on Krishna in this way. They are elevated from this material level. Actually, we must elevate ourselves to actually understand these shlokas. Actually, if we want to understand Krishna, we have to raise our consciousness above this material world. Bhagavad Katha is not like that. Just like people hear Satyanarayan Katha, and they sit there just to finish the time, just to quickly go through it as a ritual. We've seen that whenever there is a Satyanarayan Katha, we see that usually it's women that are sitting and hearing. Men, they don't have time from their work. The ladies, they're listening, and the Panditji that comes, he is speaking in Sanskrit, and he goes very fast, 50 miles an hour. He just recites shlokas after shloka. And the ladies that are sitting and hearing, they can't even understand Hindi. They cannot understand even Hindi, what to speak of Sanskrit. And I have seen in my village that this priest, he comes and he goes through the katha, he just rattles through the shloka so quickly because he has to go to other houses also and collect his dakshin. And these women, they sit down to hear and they immediately fall asleep. and they stay asleep till the whole katha is finished.
जगती हैं कब जब पंडित जी अध्याय पूर्ति पर शंख वादन करते हैं.
And when do they wake up? When Pandit ji at the end of each chapter he blows the conch shell.
इति श्री रेवा खंडे को आकर के बोल वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय.
Then he says third chapter finished. बोलो वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय.
तब जगती हैं.
And then they wake up.
और यह भी हमने देखा है कि जमीन पर लकीर खींचती
है. And I have seen also where they are sitting, they draw lines, number of chapters finished, they go back to sleep.
अध्याय हो गया, अध्याय हो गया, पांच अध्याय की कथा है.
There's five chapters in this katha, Satyanarayan katha, and they draw five lines.
एक अध्याय हो गया, फिर पंडित जी का चालू होता
है. Then they know that it's finished. When they wake up.
फिर दूसरे अध्याय पर शंख वादन के बाद नींद खुलती.
Like this, the Pandit ji, he recites one chapter after another, and after five chapters, their sleep is finished, and they get up.
कथा खत्म और नींद खत्म. क्योंकि नींद की उपयोगिता तो कथा में थी ना.
Then after the katha is finished, the sleep is finished.
भागवत की कथा वास्तव में आस्वादन करने के लिए.
But this भागवत कथा is actually meant to be tasted, to be relished.
तुमने लिखा भी है आस्वादन लिखा, रसास्वादन लिखा.
In भागवतम it is said
रसास्वादन कर.
It is said आस्वादन, रसास्वादन. To taste the रस, the nectar.
हमारे आचार्य लोग अनादिकाल से इसको चबाए हैं, चर्बण किए हैं.
Our acharyas, since time immemorial, they have chewed and they have relished and tasted the रस.
उसी रस में से उनकी उक्तियों के आधार पर कुछ रस हम लोग भी आस्वादन करने के लिए.
And from their रस and from their description, we are able to get a drop of that रस. That nectar. We are not sitting here to just to hear the katha. We are here to taste the nectar in this katha.
इसका स्वादन तो इसकी जानकारी तो श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर या श्री लक्ष्मीनाथन गोस्वामी जैसे आचार्यों के श्रीमुख से ही संभव.
This kind of taste, to get taste from Bhagavad Katha, we have to hear from our acharyas lotus mouth, like Sanatan Goswami.
ये लीलाओं को समझते तो कम से कम